So somebody commented in the Q&A also, you know, back to the subject of Jesus's childhood or his 20s or, you know, the part that we don't know about. They said, hey, this is a great contrast between Jesus and Muhammad. Jesus was teaching in the temple at age 12. Muhammad was illiterate as an adult, you know. So Muhammad's 40, 50 years old, and he can't read and write. But Jesus at age 12, he wasn't actually teaching in the temple at age 12, but he was actually, they were actually astonished at his questions. You know, he was listening to them and gleaning from them, but he was asking really good questions that showed how much he was learning and absorbing and comprehending and understanding. And, you know, this is a good subject. Let's talk about this for a minute. You know, the subject of being illiterate. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but here's how I feel. Unless you have some kind of a disability, then being illiterate is laziness and foolishness. Pastor Berzins?
100%. Absolutely. I mean, it's almost silliness to think that, you know, how could you expect someone, how can you not expect people to learn how to read? I mean, I've got six children and we're raising them. And even, you know, I've got one or two kids that have a problem. They've got a little dyslexia and things like that, but I'm going to expect them to read. I mean, you have to be severely disabled, I think, to be able to not be able to read.
We used to have a church member at our church, Pastor Berzins. You remember that had Down syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she could read and write.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. And she gave the gospel. She was a soul winner.
Yeah, that's true.
You go out soul winning and be able to preach the gospel too. So it's, you know,
but I'm saying if there were someone with Down syndrome who couldn't read or write because they didn't get the special ed and the special training, then we would say, oh, you know, hey, it's no problem.
You could understand that.
All day long you could understand because it took a lot of special training to learn how to read and write. Sure. But for people that have the normal God-given cognitive abilities, it's sinful to be illiterate. That's what I tell my kids when they're slacking on their homeschooling. It's sinful to be illiterate.
Absolutely. How are you supposed to study to show yourself approved unto God if you can't even read? If you can't, you know, like what are you studying?
So Muhammad was a clown and an imbecile.
Yeah, it says give attendance to reading. So how are you going to do that? Yeah. You can't read.
Exactly. So, but you know, the Muslims, they brag about Muhammad not being able to read. It's just like... Don't.
They glory in their shame.
Yeah, you just played yourself, Islam.
I feel like it'd be a meme with Muhammad and Jesus, and he just says, "Have you not read?" It's just mic drop.
Well, there are a lot of Muhammad memes that could be made. You know, it's funny. They always say, "Peace be upon him." Somebody had a good one. They said that he was a child molester, you know, because of his 9-year-old wife. And they said, police be upon him. So he should be arrested for being a pederast. So.